Please note that the following recording contains references to violence, sexual objectification, and mental health issues that may be distressing to some listeners.
It appears as though suspect Roger murdered three victims within his residence. The three male victims appear to have been repeatedly stabbed.
On Friday night in Isla Vista, California, have left seven people
his
dead.
His rampage.
I can't wait to give you exactly what you deserve. Utter annihilation.
You saw the shooter's face?
Yes, I looked into his eyes.
Before this news report, I'd never heard of 4chan. I was just scrolling through Facebook and people were making jokes and memes about such a horrific topic. I was disgusted at the sight of these comments, but also kind of intrigued. How could something so sinister and so wrong entice me to want more?
You said he was the real victim. What an absolute coward. Thoughts with his victims, families, and those he's like hurt. Inbox
status. You're my hero. We need more people like people that won't take no as an answer. All incels must stand up for ourselves. We have to kill, to destroy all those ugly whores.
Time to turn this friend zone into a war zone. Can't dodge the Rudge.
Can't dodge the Rudge? Elliot Roger killed six people in Isla Vista, California, in May of 2014. But I found this meme that glorified the killing funny. I kind of felt guilty, but at the same time, I needed to see more. Hey Peter, I just found this cool new site, 4chan. It's kind of messed up, but there's some really funny memes on it. Have you heard of it?
Yo, yeah man, I've been using it for years. Definitely got some pretty disgusting stuff on there. Make sure you watch what you read. Have you seen all the stuff about Elliot Rogers?
Yeah, that's kind of the reason I went there. This can't dodge the Rog stuff. Can't believe he killed six people. What do you go on 4chan for? And what do you mean, watch what you read?
I just use it to look at memes. People say some really disturbing stuff on there. Have you heard of incels? That's what some of the users call themselves. It stands for involuntary celibates. They tell themselves that in red pill, into thinking all this crazy stuff about how women are evil and all this other super racist stuff. It's nuts.
Bro, I thought you said you'd been on there for ages. You do know that they're joking, right? Get a sense of humor. It's just a meme. Don't be such a snowflake.
Dave, man, chill out. You heard of Poe's Law? Basically means that on the internet, it's impossible to tell who's joking. You don't know the writer's intent. Some of those people aren't joking. Just be careful, okay? And get sucked into it. They like to prey on impressionable people.
He warned me what I was getting into, but I just wouldn't listen. Over the next few weeks, I let myself get more and more drawn into Chan culture. I took red pill after red pill about the so-called realities of life. Women were these evil creatures that only dated the top 20% of men, and I was just born ugly. I had been blackpilled. As I read on 4chan, being blackpilled means you see the world for what it truly is, but you also see that the problems of the world are systemic. This means that there is nothing you can do about it. How successful you are at life is determined by factors outside your control. I was genetically inferior to the Chads or alpha males of the world, and there wasn't a damn thing I could do about it. So why bother trying?
Bob?
What?
What are you looking at?
What, Mom? I'm busy.
Peter said he hadn't seen you in a while, and he's really worried about you. I'm really worried about you as well. When was the last time you went outside and saw anyone? It's really not healthy to be inside like this all day. You need to go and get some sun and some fresh air.
I'm fine, Mum. Just leave me alone. It's just a website. I'm hanging out with people on here. I don't need to go outside. You wouldn't understand. Just leave me alone.
You can't keep laying around the house all day on your damn computer. You should be out playing with your friends, meeting girls.
Maybe I should have listened, but really that damn website was like a siren, calling me back day after day. I couldn't shake it. Couldn't pull myself out of the nosedive into hopelessness. It was like that site banner always said, Remember, you're here forever. I'm a part of this cult now. I know it's wrong, but I can't pull myself out of it. Elliot Roger, Alec Manassian, Mark Lapine, Swing Hee Cho, every one of these people fell down the same rabbit hole I did. Every one of them walked this path, and now I'm on it too. I'm stuck in this feedback loop of narcissistic self-hatred, of red pills and black pills, normies and virgins and chads.
This audio essay was produced by students in the course COM 2674 Making Media and the Bachelor of Communication Professional Communication degree at RMIT University, Melbourne. Any excerpts of copyright audio are utilised here for the purpose of research, study and criticism within the context of the fair dealing provisions of the Copyright Act 1968. If you believe copyright of a property you have rights to has been infringed, please contact Jack Watson, Kaylin Dasty, Billy Leeds and the course coordinator at alan.nguyen@rmit.edu.au.